この番組は香川県内在住の外国人の皆様のために生活に必要な情報を英語と中国語でお伝えしています。今日はインフルエンザについて英語でお伝えします。
This week's Come On iPal is about the flu. Every year, from fall to winter, is the flu season. And I bet the H1N1 virus that caused a stir last year is still fresh in your memories, right? In winter, the temperature drops and the air becomes dry, which means there is more concern for the spread of the flu and H1N1. But do you know the difference between the flu and the common cold? The main symptoms of the cold include sore throat, sneezing, coughing. Symptoms of the flu, on the other hand, include a fever of around 40 degrees, headache, sore joints, and sore muscles, which can become quite severe. Especially in the case of children and the elderly, it can be easy to get pneumonia and possibly even result in death, so being cautious is important. In order to defend against the flu, it's best to stay healthy and keep a strong immune system, as well as avoid contact with the virus. Here are a few pointers to help avoid getting the flu. First, wash your hands and gargle frequently and thoroughly. The flu virus spreads through hand contact, so please wash your hands often, such as when you return home or before you eat. Wash your palms, your fingers, between your fingers, and up to your wrist very well with antibacterial soap and then thoroughly rinse. Gargling is effective for washing out the virus in your throat. Make sure to gargle well at times, such as when you return home or after you've been somewhere with lots of people. And don't forget about staying healthy, it's very important. Keeping health management in mind with things like a well-balanced diet, moderate exercise, a well-regulated lifestyle with plenty of rest are necessary to build a good, strong body with a good immune system. Also, be aware of proper etiquette when coughing. When someone with the flu coughs, sneezes, or spits, the virus spreads and the spray can infect others. When you cough or sneeze, remember to do so while covering your nose and mouth with a tissue and turn away from other people's faces. Please throw away snotty, phlegm-covered tissues in the trash right away. A mask should also be worn when you have symptoms of sneezing and coughing. Information regarding the flu is expected to be available. It's important to be aware of warnings found in places such as the newspaper and prefecture website. For those of you who are not able to understand Japanese, ask a friend who does. In order to minimize the spread of the flu, we must individually be aware of how to prevent its spread. So let's all do our part. Come on, iPal. Next week's show will be in Chinese. So the next English broadcast will be on January 2nd, Sunday at 8:55 p.m. We'll be talking about filing taxes. This is Jeremy signing off. Thank you.